It's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Hello, welcome to the Grapevine for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Dave Wheatley, your host, and a little later on Taking Care of Business, Pearl Huckel speaks with Patty Stacy from Mayrose Equine Assisted Learning, Miniature Horses Changing Lives. Then, on the County Naturally, the Quinte Museum of Natural History's new exhibition and director Finn Dell have fascinated host Pamela Stagg. Mr. Dell and Pamela discuss the show, research, animals, and related technology. But first, the County Cooks. Let us talk with Chris Byrne.
Thank you. Yes, and indeed, we are in the salad days here in Prince Edward County. And that, of course, is a Shakespearean reference for those of you who have heard that saying but didn't know where it came from. It comes from when Cleopatra was talking about her previous love for Julius Caesar and how it was back when she was young, when she was green, when she was in her salad days. And so that has been a long-standing saying. I will say, though, it's shifted a little in North America in contemporary use, where we use the salad days as sort of saying, like, the good old days, the great times, the peak, the pinnacle. Anyway, use it as you will. It's a great saying, and we are in it here now. There's all kinds of great salad greens and lettuces growing in Prince Edward County, maybe in your garden, maybe in your yard, and certainly at the local farms and the local farm stands. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the different types of lettuces and how we can use them to stay cool, stay hydrated, stay nourished here in the summer months. Now, lettuce has been around with humanity, geez, as long as we've been around. People suggest that the Sumerians, some of their drawings are sort of infer that they were eating lettuce. We definitely know that the Egyptians were eating lettuce, and in fact, they had, well, throughout the years, many gods and myths have been intertwined with lettuce, and it's been often spoken about as something that's either a sexual enhancer or something that would reduce your sex drive, and it seems to go back and forth throughout the centuries. So you're going to have to make up your mind about that. But lettuce, the name, comes from the Latin latuca. And that's where lettuce comes from. And latuca, it's referring to milk, you know, the lac. And it refers to the white latex that runs up and down the plant. And when you break it off, especially some of these straight up and down kind of romaine cause type lettuces, you break that off, you're going to get a kind of a white milky latex. And that's where the name lettuce comes from. And you'll especially see that in wild lettuces, which grow all around the county today. And often when they're little, they look like dandelion leaves, but they're a little less jagged. They're smoother. And that's when they're delicious, when they're very little. At this point, they're growing up out of a stem. They get hairy, and they will almost look two-dimensional, like they've been pressed. And the leaves will be coming out alternatively all the way up the stalk. And they end up with a beautiful flower. It's a lovely plant. And early in the spring, it's wonderful to identify them and eat them. Now, so we talked about how the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans all have used, even back as far as the Sumerians, used lettuce. Interestingly enough, in 2015, lettuce started being grown in the International Space Station. So they have a type of lettuce called outrageous that they're growing out in space, and they've been having some success with it. And so we'll see. It seems as far back and as far into the future as humanity is going to go, we're going to be hanging around with lettuce. It's just it's part of the human experience. Now, there's so many types of lettuce, and I mentioned the romaine type, that, and you can picture that. That's the sort of firm, long lettuce types. We've also got iceberg lettuce, the head lettuce, which is round, not very nutritionally dense, but it's full of water and crunch. I really do think it's underrated. I think at some point it was probably overrated. And then now with all the alternatives and all the different lettuces we see at the markets, I think that iceberg lettuce is underrated at this point. I love chopping wedges of it. It's so crunchy. Serving it with a creamy salad, it's quite, I find, refreshing and satisfying. And then we have all the kind of leaf lettuces that are a little looser, and you'll get them in mesclun mixes and such. And the chicories as well, with the frisées and the endives. One of my favorite types that you can get these days is the butter lettuces, the Boston lettuce or the oak leaf. They kind of have a loose head to them. And those are my favorite for lettuce wraps. I'll be giving a recipe for lettuce wraps at the end of this segment. So stay tuned for that. But then all the stuff in between, you know, the loose leaf lettuces, the strawberry types with the red blotches, the very light greens. They're just so varied, and they all have a different flavor. Some of them will be quite bitter. Some of them will be tangy. Some of them don't have much flavor at all, and you're in it for the texture. But if we can get a variety of them together or separately, it should entertain us throughout the summer months. And it should be mentioned, of course, lettuces come up in the summer when it's hot, and you don't want to turn on the oven. You don't want to eat big, heavy meals. And the lettuces are available to us. They're cooling, and they're hydrating, and they're exactly what we want to eat here in these summer months. So it's another one of those situations where nature is perfect. It provides just the right food for us just when we're looking for it. So nutritionally, the lettuces, they are rich in vitamin K. They have some vitamin C. Generally, a lot of them will have potassium, and you'll find iron, a small amount of iron in them. They are always rich in fiber and water, and that's really important, as I mentioned, again, in the summer months, but all year round. We're always looking to stay hydrated, and fiber is always our friend as something to add to a meal, add to a heavy meal, or just have regularly in our diet. Now, when it comes to adding lettuces to our diet, salads is sort of the obvious thing that comes up, and eating them fresh, eating them crunchy, eating them raw, even cold, is a wonderful way to eat these lettuces. And you can put almost any lettuce that you have in a salad. And when we're talking about mixing up our salads and keeping them interesting, the first thing we're going to talk about is having a variety of dressings. First thing that comes to mind is an oil and vinegar dressing. Often we'll put mustard in that dressing and some salt. The mustard emulsifies the oils and the acids, the vinegars or the lemon juice together. Now, lettuce pairs beautifully with mustard as well as vinegar, so this is common sense. Now, we've taken that, maybe we've added some garlic to that, and that's a beautiful dressing. Often, you know, I have dressing left over, and what I'll do is I'll use it the next day. But I might not want the same type of dressing. So I'll add, a tablespoon of tahini to that dressing, stir it up. All of a sudden, I've got this creamy dressing with a whole different angle, and it makes my salad into an entirely different thing. Another thing that I like to do to spice up my, vary up my dressings is to add fruit, or maybe even a splash of maple syrup to it. So if we add some blueberries, strawberries, these all pair very well. And I'll just muddle that in, or I'll put an immersion blender in and whip that up. And that's going to add a nice sweetness to it. Sometimes these lettuces are bitter, and if you do have a bitter type of lettuce, adding some fruit, some maple syrup to your vinaigrette is going to be just the perfect offset, the perfect balance to it. So that's something to think about. Another thing that pairs beautifully with lettuces is actually red wine. And we can add this instead of a vinegar, or I'll take half my vinegar out and replace it with red wine and put that into the dressing. And that makes for a very elegant dressing. And if you're starting off a dinner party or something, that makes a really nice thing. So outside of mixing up our dressings, what can we do to spice up our salads? And this lies in the additions that we put in. So we've got our lettuce, we've got our dressing. What are we going to add to it? So many things pair well with lettuce. It doesn't have an overbearing flavor, so things like olives go really well. If you have a tapenade you like to make, or just throwing some olives on top of your salad or on the side, that is going to really add some nice pungent flavor to your salad. I love putting nuts and seeds on top. Often I will season them, I'll toast them, and maybe add a little tamari. And that's going to offer some salty crunch on the top of the salad, and that just goes perfectly. But, you know, there's other uses for salad. They can become, of course, a whole meal. And I love to eat a salad for lunch. And it's nice to put something hearty on top of it. I'll put falafel balls on top of my salad. I'll put mushrooms. You know, anything, you know, as part of a bigger deal where you would have carbs and stuff. If you're not feeling like eating that heavy a meal, just you can take out those carbs and just replace it with salad and then just have the feature of your meal on top. Another cool thing I like to do with lettuce, and this is with iceberg lettuce, and I got this from eating Chinese food, is having a stir fry, a garlic-type stir fry. So, and it's so fun to make. So you get a pan very hot, and what I like to do is I'll mix some soy sauce and some rice wine vinegar, a little bit of salt and vegetable oil, and a bunch of garlic in there, and I'll make this kind of sauce. I'll put some oil, maybe some sesame oil, into that hot pan. Then I'll throw torn up, bite-sized, just plain iceberg lettuce into that pan and pour the sauce over top of it. Cook it for a minute. It just wilts. It becomes translucent. It becomes soft. The flavors get heightened. Of course, the texture goes down. And it's just a lovely thing to serve as a side dish if you're serving something along with rice or something. Love doing that, and that's something I really recommend doing. And especially later in the season, as the lettuce gets more bitter, the sautéing will take that bitterness out. And so definitely a worthwhile thing to do. I want to leave you with one of my favorite ways to eat lettuce these days, and that is lettuce wraps. And again, talking about taking the place of carbs in a meal instead of a wheat wrap or something like that, just using the lettuce plain, you don't just clean it, don't have to do anything special to it. And I like using the Boston lettuce or the bib lettuce for this. So it comes, it's round and it's pliable and it's fresh. In the winter, you can get it, the hydroponic kind, in the grocery stores, which I find fresh and delicious as well and tender. And what I love to put in it these days is jackfruit. So I get the unripe jackfruit in brine, and that's becoming more and more available in different grocery stores. And it's a fibrous kind of thing, this unripe jackfruit, and it makes, oh, let's compare it to a pulled pork type texture when it's done. So I'll take you can do a jerk flavor, you can do just taco flavor. I love the teriyaki. So I take 2 cloves of garlic, 3 teaspoons of ginger, about 1/3 cup of soy sauce, and I'll put in 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, 1 cup of water, and I'll stir that all together. If I want it to be thicker and put some sheen, I'll put some arrowroot powder or some potato starch in there, maybe 1 tablespoon of that, and heat that up in a pan, and it'll start to thicken. Then I add my jackfruit and just sort of mash it all together. The jackfruit comes in these kind of triangles, but when you start heating it and you mash it with a fork, it breaks into these kind of fibrous things. If we cook that for 2 minutes, it'll thicken up, it'll glosson up, and what we end up with is this wonderfully tender jackfruit that has this sort of savory but tangy teriyaki sauce on it. And then simply, I will serve that with some chopped cucumber, some grated carrots, some green onions, all thinly sliced, and maybe some rice of some sort that I'll have. And you just create your own little taco type thing. So you take the piece of the butter lettuce, you put a bit of the rice, you put a bit of the jackfruit, put all the cucumber and the carrot and the green onion, and then I will often make a peanut sauce, which is the most important part. I take 3/4 cup of peanut butter, 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, 1/3 cup of tamari, and then I'll put 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, and I'll put maybe 1 inch of grated fresh ginger, 2 cloves of garlic, and then I put 2 to 4 tablespoons of water, or just enough to sort of get it thin enough so that I'll be able to dip my tender lettuce wraps. Now I take my lettuce wraps that I've built with the rice and the jackfruit and the vegetables, dip that into that peanut dipping sauce, and I have just the most amazing summertime lunch. And so I really encourage you to do something along that line. You can put anything you want into these lettuce wraps, whether it be leftovers, beans, tofu, any kind of thing. And it just makes a really satisfying and refreshing hot day meal. So that's some inspiration for you on lettuces. Get out there into your garden, into your lawn, out to the farm stands, get some of these fresh lettuces and have them be part of your summertime. And as always, you can contact me at my website, www.chefchrisburne, that's B-Y-R-N-E.com, or on Facebook at chefchris2112. And I look forward to chatting with you about lettuces or any type of vegetable food. Reach on out, and until next time.
Thank you very much, Chris. Up next on The Grapevine, taking care of business. Pearl Huckel speaking with Patty Stacey from Mayrose Equine Assisted Learning. Big help from Little Horses right after this.